Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be a Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Michael Morey on the line, and he is President and CEO at Bluebird Network. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Glad to be here.
All right, Michael. So I'm excited to get into today's topic. So to get into Bluebird Network and really the phenomenal growth and the aim and the vision to become a dominant player in your region. So excited to get into what that looks like. But just to start us off, we'll start with our Mission Matters Minute. So Michael, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Michael, what mission matters to you?
Well, that's an easy one for us because we've got it plastered all over our website. We actually have a officially published mission to empower organizations through their digital journey and enrich the lives of the communities we serve. Kind of ambiguous, you think about it. Bottom line, it's about we're getting fiber out there in the area we're trying to hit, which is the Midwest, the 11 states in the Midwest. So we connect the Midwest to enable a new era of productivity. And the way we do it, it helps us differentiate ourselves from our customers, for our customers, is the way that we manage our organization and the kind of values that we hold inside our organization. Yeah. And they are five key values that we have. One is adaptability. Mm-hmm. We embrace and drive change to create new, unique solutions. So that's an important thing if you're looking at fiber out there. Yeah. We're accountable. We own our actions. We learn from our mistakes. We solve our problems. So if we say we're going to do something, we do it. Mm-hmm. We have integrity. We aim to perform at the highest standards in every situation. We collaborate. We build better when we work together. Sounds like one of these national themes, but we really are. We're working closely with our customers. And then most importantly, our value of wowing our customers. Mm. So when you put all that together and you have people that are looking for fiber services for their businesses in the Midwest, that's why we end up being the right place for them to be.
So we'll go further into Bluebird, specifically in the type of clients and the type of access that you're giving to your clients. But before we go there, I want to go further into your background. So you've been in telecommunications and seen the growth for quite some time. I mean, tell us a little bit more about your background and how you got started.
Yeah, well, so how I got started in my background are kind of two different things. I'll give you the quick on how I got started. I wanted to be a scientist. I wanted to be a volcanologist. And, you know, so when I was a kid, and then I decided I wanted to be a seismologist because volcanoes make earthquakes. So you as well look at seismology. And then I decided I wanted to figure out how buildings didn't fall down in earthquakes. So I decided I wanted to be an architect. Wow. And then I went out and got a degree in architecture from the University of Southern California. And graduated right in the middle of one of the biggest depressions that we've had back in 1980. Interest rates were right through the roof. So I decided, I like the developing side of architecture. Mm-hmm. I'll go out, spend 2 years getting a master's in business administration. Mm-hmm. Graduated in 82. Really couldn't get into development because the interest rates were so high. And there's this thing going on in 1982, Adam, called divestiture. And most people that are listening are too young to know. But in the old days, telecommunications was a complete monopoly across the entire United States. And the U.S. government broke it up. And in 1983, they began divesting those monopolies. And they became all of the communications companies that you know today. Yeah. Companies like AT&T, companies like Verizon, companies, you know, you go on, companies like T-Mobile. Yeah. All these companies spun out of that old telecommunications company. Wow. And so it was a perfect opportunity since I couldn't do what I really wanted to do. Yeah. I jumped into something that was really exciting and new. It turned out it was really what I wanted to do. So I have been in it and excited about it ever since. That was back in 1982, by the way.
Wow. So so telecommunications as a profession, I mean, you talked a little bit about, you know, just the culture and the values at Bluebird. So there's some people watching this right now that maybe they're a little bit, you know, earlier in their career, they're graduating college or they're a little bit in and they're thinking about, or they may be thinking about a career change and they maybe haven't considered, you know, telecommunications and what that industry holds. What kind of things would you say to people that are considering it as a profession?
Well, I would say that telecommunications and the fiber industry is a great place to be. The world revolves around information. And my company, Bluebird, is right in the middle of helping people get that information faster and quicker and more reliably. And that's a pretty darn exciting thing to be involved in. Virtually everything you hear about is tied to this, you know, whether it's the new applications, things like Amazon and, and Facebook and all these things. None of these things happen without information. And I will tell you, you know, we're deep in the middle of dealing with all of those types of companies to help them accomplish this. So it's a great place to be. I will say that one of the things that I always advise to people that are new and getting into an industry is to look for the something new that is taking off. I used to call it the ship that is leaving the dock. Okay. Yeah. And when I was younger, it was the divestiture ship was leaving the dock for AT&T, right? Then later on, it was the cellular industry. And then it was the internet industry. And watch for something new and different and get involved with those. Right now, there are so many new industries in our in our side of the world in what I'll call high tech. AI, right, is one of the newest ones. So there's all kinds of things to get involved in. But look for that new thing that's going on and jump on that ship. Because you're going to find that you will be propelled in your career, just like I was, by getting involved at just the right time.
The trend is your friend on that one, right? In telecommunications. Absolutely. So let's go. You gave us a little bit about Bluebird, but let's go further. So tell us exactly the types of services and maybe the types of clients that Bluebird is serving day in and day out.
Right. Well, it's we do four things to two types of clients. It's pretty simple. So one, we connect fiber between businesses and throughout the Midwest. That's one of the four things we do. We have data centers. We have two data centers in the Midwest where people bring their critical data and equipment into our facilities to make sure that they're in good shape, that they have good power, that they have good cooling, that they're protected to the weather and the elements. We provide internet access to people both on our fiber network as well as in our data center. So that's a third thing we do. And with speaking of one of those boats that's leaving the dock, the cloud services industry, everybody's going to the cloud. So when people locate in one of those big new cloud service companies, big businesses, medium-sized businesses need to directly connect to it rather than go over the public internet. So we have fiber direct connections to the cloud location. So that's the fourth thing we do. We do it to two different types of entities. One, we sell to carriers. Carriers, what I mean is other people in telecommunications industry. Every single person, you hear their name in telecommunications, whether they're a cellular provider, whether they're a long-distance provider, whether they're a local provider. If they do business in the Midwest, they're doing business with Bluebird. You may be on our fiber and you don't even know it. That's one part of our industry that we work with. We work with other people that do what we do. And the other thing we do is we sell to medium and large businesses, governments, hospitals, schools, universities, banks, finance institutions. I mentioned schools. Bluebird's the second largest provider of internet access to secondary education in the state of Missouri, as one example. But we are very, very heavy into all of those industries. A lot of people haven't heard of us because we don't have a mass market appeal. We're not selling to residences. We're not advertising on television because the people who need our kinds of services, there are typically we'll either contact them directly or they know about us. I think that helps understand what we do. Adam,
tell us a little bit more about what separates Bluebird from the pack that you fill.
So I think it's, I talked a little bit earlier about kind of our mission and our values, but underlying those mission or values are pretty darn important things that differentiate us from our competitors. So it's hard when you need high bandwidth connectivity into your business or your government, and you need somebody to build into that location to do it. It's hard to get somebody to do that, right? It's difficult. Bluebird is that company that understands our customers' needs, mm-hmm. works with them, helps them accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. And if we mm-hmm. say we're going to do something, we do it. Now, yeah. You know, you can name all of those other telephone companies that you did know before you got on this yeah. cast, right? And I can tell you right now, if you needed to have that company build fiber into your facility, or you yeah. needed that company to do something different for you, even if you're a big company, you're still mm-hmm. small compared to them. Yeah. We treat everybody like they're a big customer. We care about their needs, and we will change our product. We will change the way we work with them to accommodate them. Mm-hmm. And if we say we're going to do it, we do it, Adam.
So not only the customization aspect, but like to install fiber and to do all this and the speed at which you're able to do yeah. that. I mean, yeah. tell me about this model and how you're able to pull that off so consistently.
It is about focus. Remember mm-hmm. I said we only do four things?
Yes.
If you focus on fewer things and you get very, very good at them,
yeah.
it's easier than if you have 100 things you're doing and you didn't get really good at any of them. One of the things we decided we were going to be very good at mm-hmm. was finding people who needed high bandwidth communications and fiber and then building it to them quickly. Our goal yeah. is to get it to somebody within 90 days of when they ask.
Wow.
And that's lightning fast when it comes to building fiber.
What could be it? And obviously this is going to vary, but just for people to have some type of understanding, like 90 days is fast. So what could be a standard outside of Bluebird? Again, and I know that'll vary based on size of project, scope,
so
things
most
like
of your time frame outside of Bluebird is just trying to get somebody to agree to do it. It could take you a
that's
year
what I thought.
Just to get somebody to agree to do it. Then once they agree to do it, now they got to figure out how to get it installed. It's yeah. not unusual to have a half year to three quarters of a year time frame after you get somebody to agree that you're going to build fiber. That's just not how we do it. I mean, it's just a standard part of what we do. We do it every day.
Yeah. And the financing side of this and to be able to do something like that, I mean, that's a big task because these are big installations.
Yeah. So building fiber or getting in the fiber business mm-hmm. is a difficult thing to get into. You have to have yeah. hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, to get in it. Mm-hmm. Bluebird is fortunate in that we're backed by one of the largest investors in infrastructure in the world called yeah. Macquarie Infrastructure out of Australia. Mm-hmm. And so we just don't have any trouble with getting access to that. Yeah. If it makes sense for the customer and it mm-hmm. makes financial sense for us, we will do it. It won't be something that's constrained by access to capital.
So all the things that you've been saying, I mean, of course, they sound great. Like anybody listening to this is like, you know, okay, that makes sense. You're faster, you're focused. So we would imagine that the client would expect a better result and you're committed to service. Tell me a little bit more about just the culture overall, like within Bluebird.
The culture is really one of family.
Yeah.
It really is. We care about each other. Mm-hmm. Not just our employees, but we consider our customers part of the family too.
Yeah.
One of the nice things that I don't have to worry about is, you know, most businesses are perfect, right? I mean, but every once in a while you have something that goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And if something goes wrong, I don't have to worry about everybody jumping in to solve that problem
yeah.
because people here just care so much mm-hmm. about what's going on here at Bluebird. So I never have one of these situations where I come into the office and I say, oh my God, that happened. Why didn't somebody do something about it? That just doesn't happen here at Bluebird. It's the culture of caring for each other and caring mm-hmm. for our customers. And a corollary to that is treating this like your own company. So
yeah.
I empower and we empower employees to make decisions that can make differences. Mm. And that's why I don't come into the office and run into those kinds of situations.
Yeah.
Because people are just handling the stuff that needs to be taken care of when it's important to our customers.
So you have the people, you have the product, you have, you know, the access to capital, the model. I would expect quite a bit of growth and I would expect some numbers there. So tell us a little bit about maybe in your tenure, what the company's seen in terms of growth.
Well, we're getting close to having quadrupled in size since I've been here. I've been here about 10 years.
Quadrupled? So, hold on. That's big. Yeah. I can't like glance over that. That's a lot.
Yeah, I know. It is a lot. We were pretty good size when I got here back in 2012. Like I said, next year I'll have been here 10 years.
Wow.
But, you know, it's fortunate that we're in an industry that has such high demand, right? I mean, yeah. You could be doing all the right things, but not be in the right market. Mm-hmm. And you don't get that kind of growth. But we yeah. happen to sit right at the nexus of the future, right? Mm-hmm. And information. Yeah. And information has to, you know, as we grow into the future, information's got to get to people. It's got to get to people at a higher rate, at a lower cost, mm-hmm. at an ever accelerating pace. And mm-hmm. we just happen to be in exactly the right place to help make that happen.
Fantastic. So I have to ask, so what's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for Bluebird Network?
Well, it's interesting. What's next is we just keep on doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
We have an awful lot on our plate. Our goal is to be the super regional fiber carrier in the 11 states in the Midwest, Missouri, Illinois, and the 9 surrounding states. Yeah. And that's our goal. And there is a lot on our plate to do that. It would not surprise me if you came back to me 10 years from now and we were, you know, another 4 times as large
wow.
and still doing that same mission. I mean, I mean, the pace that we're going at is no, it's not slowing down. So yeah. I would actually be surprised if we weren't at least 4 times as large in 10 years as we are right now. But I'd say we'd probably still be here in the Midwest because we've got so much wood to chop.
Yeah. That's an amazing story, by the way. So I know there's a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives that listen to this. And sometimes when you get to that point to where it's time to really just execute and do the same thing and stay yep. really focused. I mean, that can be a challenge to slightly innovate sometimes on certain things, but to keep on doing the same thing over, growing, executing, making sure you're focusing on your customers, ultimately your crew, right? And, yep. And to keep on executing day in and day out.
Yep. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I do have lots of people come to me and say, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you do this? Because we got so much of this to do, we just need to keep doing it. So we'll let other people do that. And so we actually face that challenge every day. But it's been a successful formula for growing this company, certainly in the last 10 years.
Oh, that's great. It's a great story. Love bringing it to my audience and really getting to feel it. I'm from the Midwest. So when I hear these stories and I can bring them to my audience and I'm like, come on, Midwest, keep on doing what you do. I love to bring on businesses and entrepreneurs that are really making things happen out there. So really appreciate you coming on the show today, Michael.
Thank you for having me, Adam. You have a great day.
So one moment. So if somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about Bluebird, I mean, what's the best way for them to follow up and to connect?
Well, that's super easy to do. You just go to our website. It's bluebirdnetwork.com. If you want to get a quote, there's things that talk to you about quotes. If you want to learn more about a company, there's lots of information there. It's easy to do. Come on in.
Fantastic. We'll put all of that in the show notes, of course. So we'll put the website and all that good stuff so that my audience can just click on it and head on right over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with us, just to let you know, at Mission Matters, our goal is really just to get messages out there of companies and entrepreneurs that need to be heard, really to break through the noise. So if you're your first time with us, hit that subscribe button. We definitely want you to be a return visitor, have many more mission-based entrepreneurs and executives coming up for you, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Michael, really, it has been a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to seeing that next 4 times growth. So it's exciting times.
Have me back on.
Fantastic.
After 4 more times growth.
I'm in. Come on, Michael. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.